Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mickey Rivers. Batting second. The second baseman, Willie Randolph. Batting third. The catcher, Thurman Munson. Batting fourth. The DH, Lou Piniella. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Juan Benitez. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Catfish Hunter. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting second. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting third. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting fourth. The DH, Jorge Horta. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Alan Bannister. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting eighth. The catcher, Marv Foley. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ken Kravick. And now, play ball. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers strikes out. One out. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph hits a line drive into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bannister settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Garr moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon takes first base on ball four. Garr moves to third. Washington moves to second. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a pop-up towards third. Nettles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is called out on strikes. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Benitez. Soderholm reaches second base with a double. Garr scores. Washington scores. Lemon moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackson throws the ball into Dent, who tags Squires trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Lemon scores. Soderholm scores. It's 4-0, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles takes first base on ball four. Juan Benitez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benitez hits a pop-up towards third. Soderholm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a pop-up. Foley hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, White Sox. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Mirabella now pitching. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Garr takes first base on ball 4. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Garr moves to second. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Garr moves to third. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chambliss moves to second. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rivers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chambliss scores. Dent moves to second. It's 5-1, White Sox. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph is 0-for-1 in the game. Randolph hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 0-for-1 in the game. Munson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dent scores. Rivers moves to third. It's 5-2, White Sox. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0-for-1 in the game. Piniella hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rivers tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, White Sox. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-1 in the game. Horta hits a fly ball into left field. Benitez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-1 in the game. Bannister hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-0 in the game. with a walk. Nettles hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, White Sox. Juan Benitez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benitez is 0-1 in the game. Benitez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Dent hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Squires hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Foley bunts towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Foley for the out. Squires moves to second. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Squires moves to third. Two outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rivers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rivers for the out. One out. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph is 0-2 in the game. Randolph hits a fly ball into left field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Munson hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent misplays the ball. That's an error on Dent. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-2 in the game. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-2 in the game. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Piniella hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson is hit by the pitch. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Nettles hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Juan Beniquez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beniquez is 0 for 2 in the game. Beniquez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jackson moves to second. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Chambliss hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bannister settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Squires hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rivers. Squires reaches second base with a double. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Foley hits a pop-up towards short. Dent settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Nordhagen pinch hits for Don Kessinger. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Squires moves to third. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is walked intentionally. Harry Chappas pinch runs for Wayne Nordhagen. Junior Moore pinch hits for Ralph Garr. Dick Tidrow now pitching. Thad Bosley pinch hits for Junior. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Thad Bosley now playing left field. Harry Chappas now playing shortstop. Dewey Robinson now pitching. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dent hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rivers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph is 0 for 3 in the game. Randolph hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Benitez. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 3 in the game. Horta hits a fly ball into center field. Rivers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 3 in the game. Bannister takes first base on ball 4. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tidrow fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Munson hits a fly ball into left field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Spencer pinch hits for Lou Piniella. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer takes first base on ball 4. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Jackson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Spencer moves to third. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Nettles is walked intentionally. Jay Johnstone pinch hits for Juan Benitez. Laron Lagro now pitching. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 8-5, Yankees. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Chambliss strikes out. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dent hits a fly ball into left field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Jay Johnstone now playing left field. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Squires hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Foley strikes out. Two outs. Harry Chappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chappas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the White Sox 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rivers hits a fly ball into left field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph is 0 for 4 in the game. Randolph hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chappas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Munson hits a fly ball into left field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 0 for 1 in the game. Bosley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lemon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Washington moves to third. Ron Guidry now pitching. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 4 in the game. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.